News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, curfews, community service, confiscation of high-end personal items such as scramblers and Xboxes, and fines for parents of repeat offenders are among the suggestions going to the Dáil today to address antisocial behaviour in Ireland.
Members' business motions a year, and I felt it was so important that this would be my first one. Anecdotally, the amount of instances reported over the last summer period in particular have been massively increased compared to the ones that have been reported in previous years. You're talking about, and just to be clear, antisocial behaviour is a societal issue. It covers all age groups, but people do feel a sense of powerlessness when they're dealing with people under 18 who are causing trouble. And what's happened is in my constituency, we've had playgrounds set on fire, people doing circles in scooters around pregnant women in buggies, threatening to have someone hung up on the cross like Jesus if they didn't open a sports locker to let people get footballs. Primary school age kids robbing bikes in the school, throwing stones at teachers, and there's no Garda car because it's stuck up in the courts. We've so many instances, and if people happen to be newcomers to Ireland, then you get the racism thrown in as well. So I'm sick and tired of it. People do feel a sense of powerlessness. I actually got a WhatsApp from a Garda a while back saying that they felt totally powerless and hopeless as well. So as well as dealing with the causes of crime and antisocial behaviour, there needs to be a short, sharp shock, some form of immediate consequences, because there's a lot of people hanging on with the ringleaders in these gangs who would stop if they did get some sort of a consequence. So I'm putting forward a whole load of measures. Some may work, some may not, but we have to have a discussion on it. For example, it takes a very long time to get an ASBO. You have to have a senior Garda member turn up in court for it. Gardaí have to routinely turn up in court for so many items anyway, where they could have done a report or done a video report and saved their time so they can be back on the beat helping people and dealing with issues. Fines for parents who don't engage makes a lot of sense, such as well as, for example, the seizure of, as what you mentioned, PlayStations, Xboxes for a period. And that deters someone, makes them think again, because usually before you even get a warning from a Garda, you could be involved in 10 or 11 incidences. And the more you do it, the more you feel a sense of power and impunity.
This sounds quite common sense when you say it like that, Paul, but I suspect many people will think it's quite radical.
Well, radical is what works, to be quite honest, at this stage. I had called on Simon Harris to consider a ban on social media for under 16s earlier in the year. As we know, that's been done in Australia. There is a growing misogynistic culture through the social media, and people have a lot less respect for female teachers, for example. So you're talking about a whole societal issue, but stuff that can be done very quickly would have an impact on the lower levels that would stop them getting up to the higher levels. So there's a whole lot of things. For example, shops don't have real powers to search and detain shoplifters. I've had a situation where, again, people under 18 brazenly walk into a cafe, steal the bottles, and then go back in and throw the contents of the bottles over staff because there's nothing can be done about it. Local playground, as I said, set on fire recently. Okay. I spent 3 years
and these
as
are
counselor.
Dreadful things, and sounds like society a little bit out of control in some areas, obviously. Do you think that there will be much support for this? Because as I said, as you say it, it sounds like common sense, but I suspect many people will see it as radical. Do you think there's much support for this?
Well, 3 months ago, I did raise a brief conversation with the Taoiseach where he gave a lot of sympathetic soundings, and the feedback I got from constituents was, yes, we need something more. For example, tidy towns regularly do cleanups with schools because they're Garda vetted. So why can't early stage young offenders go out and help clean up some of the mess they might have created, for example? To have a faster ticket-based reporting system for victims of antisocial behaviour to log incidences, and to get the Gardaí out of the courts and back on the streets. I know there is a shortage of Gardaí overall, and that's something we have to look at. I know that we need more resourcing for youth diversion programs. I know that the causes of the crime can be linked with deprivation in a lot of cases. So we need to look at those root causes. But in the meantime, you cannot have people turn into mini criminals because they're getting away with it. There needs to be something that gives them a shock that makes them think again. And another example would be making sure that friends can't contact one another for fixed periods, or having a curfew system, but also having a positive credit-based system where people are engaged in community stuff, so they get some sort of reward for what they're actually doing.
Look, I'd love to know what people think out there this morning. That is independent TD for Dublin West, Paul Gogarty. Is it radical? Is it common sense? Have we lost all common sense? And is common sense now radical? Let us know. Let us know what you think about those suggestions. Good, bad or indifferent. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.